California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Could applying microalgae to the soil boost yields and strengthen plants? We spoke to Lynn Smith, who's the chief business officer of Helier, which is based in Phoenix.
So Helier is a company that's dedicated to unlocking the potential of microalgae. We've been in business now for over 8 years, and the hope is that we'll be able to deliver products in a lot of areas, including in plant agriculture, from microalgae.
Smith said there's lots of different algaes to work with.
The algae that we currently are marketing for plant agriculture is a green algae, and it's actually subject to genetic classification, so I couldn't even tell you the exact species at the moment, but we're working on several others as well. We've seen in a lot of our early stage testing that many different kinds of microalgae have different positive effects in plant agriculture, so we're bringing many of them along.
Smith said these algaes are among the most common components in a healthy soil.
A lot of what we're doing is actually really restoring what's already present in the soil, and that a lot of the scientists we work with think is a kind of critical component of that whole plant ecosystem below the soil line.
Smith noted that university researchers are taking a closer look at algae.
We're probably about 25, 30 university and contract research studies in.
And he's also got some interesting grower trials in.
We've been selling the product in what I would consider almost a beta launch mode for the last 2 years. So we probably have about that same number of grower trials, maybe even double that.
Smith said they're not only seeing increased yields, but by having algae in the soil, it's actually increasing the quality of the crop. It's also strengthening the soil.
And that comes in many different forms. One is root mass, so about a 20% root mass increase in cotton we saw. And we've also seen better ability for the plants to grow in stressed environments. So heat stress, drought stress is some of the work that Davis did for us too. And again, there we saw about a 25 to 30% increase in overall yield in those stressed soils when the algae was present.
Well, we've got to ask, could algae be the new frontier in plant health and yield?
Yeah, we're very excited about what we're doing. So I'd say, we're opening a field here that, you know, nobody else is really paying attention to. And I think that you'll be seeing more of these products come to market, and hopefully they'll be able to help growers get better results in a kind of a restorative and natural way.
When the data starts coming in with the crops after the algae's been introduced to the soil, we'll let you know. On Twitter, we'll give us a follow at CalAgToday. You're listening to California Ag Today.